God, you're so gay.
Hello, and welcome to the official Fuck You DVD commentary for The Woodsman.
Yeah. Featuring Josh Richmond.
Hey, go around and introduce yourselves. I am Josh Richmond, a.k.a. Raw Dog, and I directed this movie.
You couldn't even say that correctly.
That's Jason Ellis, who plays...
I am The Woodsman.
Right. We're watching the opening credits.
But aren't
I guess
we all?
That's everybody else.
That's me. I play...
Fun fact, all these just came from random Google image searches.
And you never would have guessed.
Woodsman.
I know. It looks like he went to Australia and took some photos.
Wasn't even remotely fun.
Fun fact.
I thought it was fun.
Right, fun.
Fun fact.
I had fun.
Scared.
And that fact?
That fact gave me fun.
Yeah.
There's
the plane.
That fact is pissing me off.
I love Donald Schultz. When did American Airlines go out of business?
I say Donald Schultz.
Great effect right here. Yeah. You were learning we're going to Australia, and there's a plane. So you can tell
So you're on a journey.
I didn't catch it in the first one.
Yeah.
Alice Springs, mate. Tony Hawk's in the movie.
Yeah, yes, he's awesome.
That's crazy.
Produced by Jason
Ellis. Hey, Ellis, how about you producing this, by the way?
Yeah, really good job.
You produced the shit out of this.
I said pussy fart, remember?
You did. That was a major artistic contribution.
Directed by Ellis.
Oh, that's in there? I haven't seen the pussy fart.
Me neither.
That was not in my script.
Where is it coming?
We don't know. It's like Russian roulette.
There's a drinking game that goes at the Woodsman. Every time a character trips, it's a drink. When you see the pussy fart, it's two drinks.
Okay, make up the rest of the rules. Oh, man,
put that on a board, like a Scrabble board, and sell it.
As the only person drinking, I'll do that. So there we are in Australia.
Handsome man, that guy.
Whose idea was it to not have Scott Green talk too much? That was brilliant.
That was Tully's idea.
Brilliant.
Thank you.
Believe it or not, this was one of the most difficult scenes in the movie to make, because it takes an eagle eye to spot it, but Skin and Asphyxia are never in the same frame as anybody else.
Yeah, nobody would have noticed that if you hadn't pointed that out.
Is that real marijuana, Tully?
No, that's drum. That's like hobo's tobacco.
Wow, way to reverse cotton king yourself on that answer.
Reverse cotton king.
I am the best actor.
Oh, John Angel.
You're the best
actor.
Oh, yeah, watch this, because this is the only thing I remember. He looks at the camera.
Yeah, he looks all the time. He's terrible.
I did not look at the camera. Not so.
Totally believable.
There it is right there. You looked at the camera.
I might have done it there.
First rule of movie acting, you got to check yourself in the camera.
From time to time,
you just got to check in.
Just to make sure you're looking.
Is this camera on still?
You gotta use the fourth wall.
Oh, first scare. What's going on?
What was that? Man, I feel like you get ball on that?
No,
he hit him in the
cup.
Balls about half a dozen times to get that shot.
Yeah, I couldn't. I didn't want to punch him too hard in the balls. I feel bad for him.
I wish you had punched him harder.
I loved his spirit in the movie.
He, the team player.
That's why he works for me now.
Yep, he's a good dude, that Scott Green. Terrible rapper.
Look at this actor.
this guy.
This guy is incredible.
Like, where are you from? Who the fuck are you?
Also,
he's the local.
Local to where?
He forgot his wig during this scene, which is why his head is constantly covered.
Oh, is that why? I thought he was just changing his look in every scene. It's too bad he didn't bring the wig.
He forgot the wig.
Oh, it's even better, though.
I know.
Otherwise, Donald Schultz remembered a lot of stuff.
This shit is disguisting. Really disgusting. Yeah, I don't know how you guys did it.
You were gagging the Vegemite down.
Are we gonna have like a reel of you eating all this food and retching?
Can we rewind that?
No, unfortunately, we can't.
Did you see your face when you said how tasty?
He literally looks like he's being poisoned.
He looked like a gay dude taking it in the ass. He looked like it was something that was really cool.
Donald Schultz
weird.
Is a great evil laugher.
Yeah, Joanna Angel brought the ass pants for this scene. Yeah.
We didn't request them. She even suggested,
please film more shots of my ass for this movie.
Yeah. She's a team player.
She really is.
She's really just the agent for her ass.
Yeah.
The ass is the star.
There should also be where when you see Dingo drink.
Yeah.
It's only a couple times. In it.
Dingo.
First appearance of Dingo.
Second best line in the movie.
Never get tired of this.
No, it wasn't. All of the wheelchair stuff is because I really couldn't make it move.
That thing doesn't move well. I still have it in my house. I couldn't get rid of it.
Oh, man, it's almost...
There's the ass.
Hole.
I added some sound effects there. This is some of my best sound effects work. You can really hear the squelching.
Nice foley usage.
That's heroin.
Yeah.
It's real heroin. It was tobacco, not weed, but real heroin.
Thank you, Donald Schultz, for that.
For the heroin.
Yeah.
You guys are funny.
You can tell we're all regular heroin users.
Yeah, experienced.
Yeah. Experienced.
Yeah. I'm more
method.
Of a snorter.
I go method.
Oh my god, that's the greatest junkie face I've ever seen.
I'm feeling it right there. This was also filmed at a completely different time than the rest of the scene.
You can't tell.
Yeah.
Movie magic.
It's amazing. And then actually, a lesbian kiss.
If you look at the left and right corner, that's actually their house.
Yeah.
The best part is that this wasn't in the script, and then when we saw the first cut, we looked at War Dog and went, nice job.
Also, for both the actresses, their first lesbian kiss.
Yeah, weirdly. Yes. They really they had to get them slightly drunk to do that. They were like, it's weird.
They're like sorority girls.
Kiss a girl.
This is really Scott Green throwing up, unfaked.
He really barfed.
Yeah. He was going for it.
He got so much of the crap that he was barfing in
into his beard.
Beard.
It was tough. But strangely, didn't make his breath any worse.
Oh,
here we go. Gratuitous nudity.
This is the reason to watch the movie.
I really tried to stretch that out. Like, is she going to do it? Is she going to do it?
Right. Goes, also, Joanna's first nude scene.
You have to get her drunk to do this again.
Lots of first in this movie.
She was very uncomfortable with it.
She's probably pretty good in bed.
Yeah. I'll show you a DVD of her if you want to see it.
Yeah, I can't do it.
All right. Here's the reveal of her title character. Right here, and then it pans.
Uh-oh.
That's my ass.
The titular character.
To now.
And his boner.
This is
That's my favorite one.
We actually had a discussion where this is where we invented the woodsman face, which is, I think it's half gorilla, half, like, I don't even, I'm
it's
not
like
even sure.
The downward frowny thing? Yeah.
There were people fishing, like, 20 yards from us when we did this entire thing.
Wasn't it half gorilla and a guy and, like, a local Australian dude? That's how I had it.
This is a real crocodile.
Real crocodile.
Real crocodile.
About
really attacking
it. Snap just said. I missed that the first time. He attacked the camera.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a fight to the death. It's on.
Avoid the death roll.
Lots of nice zooming action by Donald Shelson.
What human being
crew?
Could stand up to this crocodile?
Yeah. You couldn't get one shoe out of that crocodile.
Man, I didn't hit that crocodile one time in that stunt, just so you know.
No animals were harmed.
He was actually going to sleep right there. He was like, that's really not that exciting.
Is that really the best you got?
Yeah. Also, some really excellent acting from you here, too.
Really.
Thank you.
You look so into the fact that you could just kill this crocodile.
Fuck. Thank you. Look at that. Dead. Fucked it.
Nice shot, Donald.
Yep.
Look at that. What the fuck was
that? What was in his eyes?
Yep, that just happened, Joanna.
This is where I wasn't prepared for this. So she was really giving me the googly eyes when she did this.
Yeah.
And I was fully unprepared for the fact that I really would want her to blow me.
She's a satanic whore.
Fun fact, this scene was also in fit. Really uncomfortable for the rest of the crew. Yeah.
I was also unprepared for how much I want a Christian to blow me.
Yeah.
Now she's a hell of an actress.
Asphyxia committed. It wasn't just showing up on time. That was just the beginning with her.
Punctuality.
It's a terrible blow
job. Yeah,
how is that really going up and down?
No, it was actually pretty good. There's the wig.
Look at this fucking cretin.
Yeah, this guy.
Cretin.
The snake is biting him the entire time.
No.
He had, for the rest of his day, he had blood trickling from
his face.
From his brow.
Yeah.
From getting bit in the face.
I mean, look.
Yep. It's true. And.
What is that?
I'm so into it.
Oh, that's your cum face.
That's his cum face.
That was your cum shot face.
Who the fuck is this guy? The woodsman isn't far from you.
Here. Far from here. What?
I know.
Here's the dingo.
There you go.
Look at his acting.
He's so good.
I mean, should we go after the woods?
Also
there
tobacco.
There's an axe-wielding psychopath in the woods out there, and you want to go find him?
Hell yeah, we do. You really sold
why don't
that.
We just thanks. Pack all our shit out now and leave.
Here comes Dingo's finest moment.
If anyone's too pussy to come with me, then go ahead. Be a pussy. I'm not going to call you any names. Let's go find this woodsman.
Well done.
Thank you.
Mister, where'd you say he lived?
Well, where'd he go?
Where is he?
He's not there.
Oh, my God. He's a magic retard. Yeah.
I know.
Wow, was that almost a beef shot?
Very close.
Is this guy? Another really close one.
Here it comes.
Where's she going?
Ladies and gentlemen,
Dingo. That was so totally real.
Timeless.
It was completely totally real. How did we not get skin naked in this?
Yeah,
I know. Why
didn't
you make it take a clothes off right there?
Randomly.
It was hard to find a story excuse. I mean, she could have tripped and accidentally slipped.
But you managed to find a story excuse for the lesbian kiss.
Yes, I did.
God, there was a reason. Nude right there would have made the movie crazy. Yeah.
And
just like, it's so hot. Nobody else
can
see
we get
naked.
Special features again and just tell her. Get naked.
Should we just ditch the movie?
It would have been so easy. You could have just said, oh my god, I'm so hot after running. I should just. I just want to get out of these.
One. Just hit it with a.
Oh, very close right there.
Did somebody try to film in the
yeah.
home?
I was at the.
Oh, there he is.
There he is, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, good day. Who is this mysterious stranger?
Honestly, is that Clooney?
Tony Hawk did an amazing job with this scene. I'm not even kidding.
Good on
ya. Man's territory.
He's fucking steakhouse all the way.
Good on ya.
Oh, that's a good bit of score right there.
Well, that's a nice bit of ass right there. Yeah. Is that what that is? I didn't see any.
Yes, that was her ass, yeah.
Right.
And if that wasn't bad enough?
This is my finest directing moment, I think, in this whole movie right here, is I told Tony Hawk to look to the left after he said this line.
That is
awesome.
Sweet.
Yeah. That is awesome.
Just Tony Hawk leaving without his phone.
Yeah. If you look really closely, Tully's in the background, stopping traffic on the other side of the road.
Here's me trying to move the wheelchair again.
That wheelchair gag never went old.
You look like your legs work, though, when you fell that time. Try to be a little bit more crippled, please.
They do.
This set here is terrifying.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I mean,
and you can barely tell that's plastic.
Is that braids?
Apparently, this guy shops at the Halloween store.
Like, they're not even brains in the corner. They're just like a paper mache ball.
There it is. That's the Bloomin' Onion.
Yeah.
That's the MacGuffin of this movie, if you will.
MacGuffin.
I'm very much mistaken.
Those shit knives are just clay.
Yeah.
No, really?
Yeah. Not shit.
Feel way better about eating one.
Talking shit on the outback.
Sorry, dude.
It's all right. You ate my shit.
What is she looking at?
What could it be?
Very intriguing.
There's something very interesting about her.
Thank you to whoever sent the masterpiece.
Yeah.
And thank you to us for never changing the batteries.
And in the movies?
Oh,
in
shit,
the movies,
she's about to squeeze
ridiculous.
It.
I feel like the camera loves her.
It does. Ladies and gentlemen.
Masterpiece.
Masterpiece. Yeah, look, another gag face. Look, he's had this best shit ever.
That was like a day-old Bloomin' Onion at that point.
Ooh, that is delicious.
Your eyes are closed from the pain. Like somebody stabbed you.
Yep, couldn't get the wheelchair out of the tent.
We just returned to that well a couple times. This is the best. You're singing here?
Watch the bobbing penis during this scene, because it's kind of got a mind of its own.
That's pretty offensive.
Another great bit of acting from Jason Ellis.
Yeah. What's been going on?
What's been going on?
In my tent full of Halloween decorations.
My masterpiece doll is on the floor.
I tried to take a shit in my pants for his face. I think you can tell.
Some nice editing right here.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That was the whole budget right there.
Yeah.
Found a spot where I could move two full rotations.
Yeah. Gravity was on our side.
This clearly is not heroin, but crack.
Yep.
You can tell the difference.
Made out of crack sugar cubes and a real crack pipe.
I got that.
You did get that. Thank you.
I had to go buy one, too. We lost the first one. It was really weird asking the guy for
it
a crack
is weird,
pipe.
Isn't it?
Yeah. That was Asphyxia's crack face, which I thought was pretty good.
Yeah.
First time she ever smoked crack.
Yeah.
Sure. First time naked, too.
Yeah.
Wait, coming
Joanna.
Up.
Joanna.
Such a champ.
Team player.
She was on fire.
Dingo
again. Just being Dingo.
By the way, not only in a different, completely different day, but a completely different place.
Yeah. Seamless.
Fuck off, dude. Dingo really disapproves.
Disapproves of the whole thing.
He looks so sad. Really excellent work from Scott Green throughout this whole thing.
A lot of firewood being gathered.
Yeah, I bought the firewood at Ralph's.
The firewood gathering was also something of a kind of a deus ex machina.
We should have lit fire.
Deus ex machina, Jesus Christ.
I also love the visual grammar.
I think she's the one I'd bone out of all of them.
Yeah.
For sure.
I appreciate her dressing up for the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
she went the distance.
Here is an amazing.
Oh, right.
Are you Benji Men from Good Charlotte?
Over 12 million records sold worldwide.
Man.
Joel Madden. Guilty
as charged. He showed up and just started reeling this fucking stream
That's
of
what
bullshit.
I heard.
Where I was just sitting there going, what the fuck?
It's almost as if he's done this before.
First time he's ever
Earth
done this
Cafe.
Thing.
The Roxy.
I wonder if this is what he uses to bang other hot bitches. In
yeah,
like,
yeah,
we
for
just
sure.
think this is a joke. But
then
in
he's like, no,
fact,
this is my game.
This is like, hip,
this is
how I do.
Totally seductive talk right here.
Sometimes I just come here to the Roosevelt to gather myself.
I like to listen to the babbling brook and chirping birds.
Yeah. I know. He said babbling brook.
He did.
Children around the world.
Kids.
It's given me a life almost unimaginable. It all comes back to this.
What a cocksucker.
What's your name?
I'm Willow. It's nice to meet you.
And you as well. Should we see what fulfillment the forest has for us today?
What? What is that?
I saw the vagina. I'll drink.
What the fuck was
drink.
That?
Wait, please tell me that it comes back, right?
Does it?
Well played.
Oh, I love that answer. I'm just titillated now, waiting for another pussy shot.
Maybe you could get rid of it if
you told me. This is my favorite music that he made in the entire movie.
Yeah, you made the whole score.
I didn't. I didn't make the entire score. I'm very proud of the sad
and the entire Death That Die album. Way to go on that.
Yeah,
yeah, really.
The sad woodsman.
Thank
theme,
you for everything.
I think is
nice
really
work.
Good.
Yeah.
This is where we find out that Joanna. Became pregnant 10 minutes ago.
Yeah.
That baby grew fast.
The payoff is coming for that, exactly. Maybe a little subtle, but...
Maybe they're smoking steroids.
Wow. Really? Yep. I just found out 10 minutes ago. You're gonna be a daddy.
But we've never had sex.
Well, that doesn't really matter now, does it?
No. Sorry. Still paraplegic.
Wow. Tully with the serious fucking face right there.
Pulls it.
Really heavy.
Yeah, heavy shit.
You gotta slow it down, you know what
you
I mean?
Do.
It's
yeah,
like,
yeah,
it's like the
it.
Calm before the storm, because here comes the storm.
Here's Scott Green innocently gathering firewood.
More firewood.
And he's still walking with that
actually,
firewood.
We needed a lot of firewood.
This is my backyard. I've always wanted to be up there.
This is right outside Jason's house.
Notice my sneakers right here.
It's an excellent fall.
That's a great fall.
Great fall. Great scramble. For
he really did go for it.
Yeah.
He goes for everything.
That's my
nice.
Actual... That's my balls.
this
is
this.
Fucking... I did this. This is me. Rodo would have been fucked. It was my idea to dig the holes out and bury his arms in there.
Oh, was it really?
You're really about to go for the chopping. Check this out.
You saved it with that.
Getting fucking into it.
I did look like I was chopping.
I mean, that's amazing.
And then,
it really
yeah,
looks
yeah,
good.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Thank you.
It's like we really...
Thank you.
Yeah.
You didn't do that. I did that bit.
I
no
my
way.
Idea. That's his real
That's
dick.
A really shitty looking dick.
That's his real dick.
We should have got a better one.
Look at this. Look how fucking amazingly real it looks.
Whoever the dude was that called into the show that one time was like, hey man, I was like, hey man, I got an idea. Chop off his arms and legs, take his dick out of his mouth, put a dick in his mouth, and then fucking shit in all his face.
This is,
like,
this is realism. For that, a touch of realism here. It takes you a while to get the shit going. Because it would.
Man,
you can't just start shitting
if
immediately.
If you didn't listen to the radio show, you would think that we are really lame. Like, we're very, very dark. You know? People don't get it if you don't know it first.
Yes.
Oh my god!
Well, if you look right there, you can actually see the bucket the shit came in. I forgot to take it out of the shot.
Oh my god, that was horrible.
Yeah.
It's one of the most offensive
really
things
really
I've ever seen.
Up,
wasn't it? I mean, that's like worse than two girls in a cup deal.
Way worse!
That was a gay boom cup.
Yeah, this dude's face!
At least the girls had a cup.
Yeah. At least they did.
This is just in the outdoors, like an animal.
I just murdered somebody.
Cut up his arms and his legs, and they stuffed his dick in his
and
mouth.
And then two girls, one cup deal.
Joanna Angel is pregnant, and she just smoked crack, and she's about to shoot heroin.
She is with child.
Yes.
She did heroin before. Before she did crack, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Man,
the
roller coaster. And he's just there.
You never see the woodsman coming.
You never see him coming.
Knee brace?
I think
blew
she
it
had,
out in Saigon.
She did the best job screaming.
Oh, is that the backstory of the knee brace? Yeah, yeah. Blew it out in Saigon? We can do woodsman origins.
He
That's
has.
The next
he's
thing.
He's having trouble pulling the knife out. Why is he
caught
having trouble
on
pulling the knife out?
It's caught on something.
I did that good, right?
Yeah, 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 excellent miming.
Oh, and that's what it was. Oh, no.
It was the baby.
It was the baby. I mean,
kill me, but spare my baby.
That's a salsa on her stomach, where the, I guess, amniotic fluid and shit.
And since we had two different ideas for how she should die, she just died twice. Yeah. Somehow that didn't kill her.
No, she's trying to get away,
but she can't
escape. This was
easily the most fun I had, because the silence was very hard for everyone to keep. When I just kept squirting more.
She sticks her tongue out right there.
Wow, yeah. your dick sounds like a super soaker.
Yeah, no. Jesus Christ.
It's the new Freddy Krueger.
That's not dark at all.
And then you notice right there. They'd actually
what
take you out.
What the hell happened to you? It's like somebody hit you with a dot or something. What were you looking at?
I freak out because the music started.
Yeah, there's a dude with a piano in the corner.
And we tased him.
This is some serious photography.
He
right
says,
there.
Oh my god,
I say,
before,
oh my god
he
before I see him.
All the way around.
Now I'm really scared. I'm waving my arms and flailing them.
I got jelly for some reason.
Yeah, you got like the jelly run.
I just thought I was like a jelly monster.
So you killed for sport.
Right. No, you guys have just become fun now.
Right.
This is you
nuts.
Pulling out my unsheathed testicle.
You guys have just become fun now.
That's him disemboweling me.
Right.
Yeah. From your balls.
Those are your bowels.
Yeah.
I didn't even get your intestine out of your balls.
He's a real craftsman. Look at the way he assembles.
You can tell this thing turned into a legitimate slingshot immediately.
Dead eye.
Great shot.
Right on.
Great shot.
It didn't feel like when we shot it like I was 6 feet away from you, but apparently I was.
Yeah.
And that's the ball embedded into his head.
Yeah, killed by a testicle.
Death by testicle.
That's a first.
This is an accidental thing with the moto up the hill. I just decided
it's a little improvisation. Yeah.
It's all green now. Just a few weeks.
Oh no!
He's so scared.
But I'm famous.
You really punched Benji Bad into the face.
Yeah. Right? Oh yeah. Fuck him. Kawasaki.
Brought to you by Kawasaki.
At least you finally here take an interest in getting females naked. Because before you just rip out two guys' dicks and balls and.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't discriminate.
Man. Really building this one
and this
up.
This is where I got my cut. This is where I got the big cut in my leg.
Now, it's very difficult to notice, but if you look right here, I actually replaced Benji Madden with a trash
bag. And you fucked your bike up with a garbage bag.
Almost impossible to distinguish.
That was win-win for you that day.
We couldn't kill Benji Madden, so instead we used Joe Madden.
It's true.
We
took this guy
on and I had to take over and... And this got stuck. This thing got stuck in my bike.
That's real.
And would not get. I had to go.
By this thing,
you mean Benji Med?
Yes. No, Joel Ben.
There's the garbage bags, as promised on the air.
Yes.
A lot of garbage.
We did
bags
get a garbage bag.
Harmed in the making of this.
This is some good. This is the best acting.
This is this is his Oscar moment.
I'd like to thank the Academy.
I'd like to thank the spooge that's on the camera.
I just noticed that. We're back to splooge.
Yeah.
I was going to hit that.
Yeah, it's not too late.
I was bummed.
She's pretty fresh.
I was bummed I didn't go for the
there's the baby.
Here comes the arm.
Yep, watch the arm. Watch all of the baby's limbs,
No animals harm. Too bad about the baby.
Yeah. Here we go.
Creepy.
Creepy.
I don't know why you keep licking shit.
Yeah, this is where you know.
That's
taste
like, what
the
are you, Rambo
baby
every 10 seconds?
Yeah, it's my go-to.
Fucking like Bruce Lee tasting everything.
This is probably the single most annoying shot in the entire movie.
Yes, it was.
Right.
The best was you putting a fucking tent together the first time on your own with no logic.
Completely fucking up the tent if I had to do it by myself.
It's a good fight scene, though.
Yeah.
Oh, expertly choreographed.
Yeah. Within like 2 minutes.
Yeah. Chow Yun Fat would have been proud.
No, thank you.
Where did Donald Schultz come from?
That's the best. That's my favorite thing in the entire movie.
With Jason Ellis' smiling face on his hand and clothing.
He's a woodsman enthusiast.
Oh, shit.
What's happening next?
Oh, no.
This is amazing. This is my second favorite shot.
We were going to have a real kangaroo.
Yeah, we're also going to shoot
something
Griffith
even
Park.
Better.
Yeah, it is better.
It is better. It's
here
so much
better.
It is the winner.
Okay, we're back.
Yeah.
No one's more pleased than Donald Schultz.
Yeah. By the way, and guess who is in the kangaroo costume? An actual live kangaroo that we dressed up in a kangaroo costume. No, that's me.
Are you the one that
laughs? That's a realistic shit knife.
Yeah. You will rue the day.
What is he doing?
I have no idea.
That's how he gets down.
My fans suck. Oh. That's a good shot.
Ooh. He's pretty easily vanquished, it turns out. They really just took one lucky step.
I had to wipe the blood off your head after this. That was kind of awkward. Here's where the real snake crossed away, right? The real live snake?
Yes.
Yeah, we had Donald Schultz.
We had Donald Schultz.
We could have got us any snake we wanted.
Earlier in the movie, we clearly could have gotten one.
That was a good one.
It's way better to have that.
Uncredited guest voice is the newscaster right here.
Mm.
Yeah.
Right, we got a professional voiceover guy.
Yeah.
Sounds like my boss.
That is Skin and Asphyxia's actual apartment, and they do not have a TV in their apartment, so I had to shoot it from where the TV would have been.
Where's the pussy fight, you asshole?
It was in the movie.
It seemed like there was another one.
Dude, you gotta drop another fart. There was no fart. You need to fart. You need to...
He didn't want to ruin his...
You want to stitch above subliminal. So people were like, did they really see that?
Put it in the credits, will you?
Perhaps. Perhaps.
So I'm unclear at this point. Are you back in Los Angeles? Or
yeah, you know, he's back in Los Angeles.
Okay, uh-oh.
Man, that's
what,
is
that, what could that mean?
From?
Uh-oh, that's foreshadowing.
It could only mean one thing.
Foreshadowing for something you see immediately.
Not a fake dick, by the way.
Setting up the sequel, obviously.
Setting up the sequel.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen.
And the Woodsman, a film by Josh Richmond.
You gotta go to Pussy Fart right here. It's gotta be the whole Pussy Fart.
Yeah, and it should be like, and it should be, and a pussy with the pussy.
That's
pussy.
True. I can
you know what? At the very end of the movie, when you go, no, yeah, goes,
well,
no.
Yeah. You may yet see one on this
right?
DVD.
It
just
has to,
see.
Right? Listen, yeah. Listen, when he goes, no! Okay?
Yeah,
maybe.
People who are watching this commentary track, you're probably watching two slightly different movies, because the actual movie by now, we've probably put a second pussy part
I know my listeners. They want the full pussy
part. Yeah, they want the full
they
thing.
They deserve it, goddammit.
Yeah, they've earned it, goddammit.
Yeah, they work hard.
Master P as himself.
That's good.
Tony Hawk has that. That's a great shot as he slow motions out of the car.
Thank you, listeners of the Jason Ellis Show.
I mean, really.
Yeah, they wrote half of it.
They
all
did.
All the good parts.
Yeah, all the listeners. Photography directed by Donald Schultz.
Yeah.
A whole host of different cameramen, including Jason himself and Scott and Christian.
And me, right. Everybody.
Everybody took a turn.
Thank you, Nana and Papa, for paying for this movie.
Yeah, that's money well spent.
Yeah, right.
Do you think when they were working hard
Colin
back
McCain
in the day,
made for sure for the tempting to be in the movie?
They kind of got screwed over.
They were driving around for four fucking hours. Well, I mean, or right here.
This has been a special presentation of.
Yeah, exactly.
Never a bad time for a pussy party.
Thanks for being with us. That's in the commentary.
Wow. Yeah.
It's a little bit sad, isn't it?
Well, what did we get? What did we learn? What did we learn today?
I learned anybody can make a movie.
Pretty much.
I really learned that. I want to make a movie now, because if we did this... And...
Yeah, can you imagine?
You guys were talking about before making a second commentary track, and that's only up to you guys whether you feel like we actually have enough to say about a second viewing.
Yeah, I guess not.
Well, I mean, is there anything we didn't talk about on this viewing?
We covered a lot of stuff.
I mean, the only reason to do it would be to, like, actually talk, like, technically about here's what happened.
Yeah, nobody cares.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Right. I mean,
And we hit the major...
I do. I would love to hear everybody's technical opinion on how the movie worked. I'm very fucking riveted to that.
I mean,
one.
It could be a whole thing about how the concept of The Woodsman came together or in the production of it and the time I fucked up and had to get bit by a snake and take everybody to see Piranha.
Yeah, that was a great day.
Oh, yeah, we saw Piranha. Yeah.
You know what? We should
still say this is better than Piranha.
Dude, it's way better than Piranha. Are you kidding? The Piranha was pretty fucking good.
It was pretty good.
Yeah, you know, we had a good day that day. It was a great afternoon. But, thanks, Raw Dog.
Sure.
The homoerotic shitting on a man's face with his arms off.
Yeah.
And that's the first
fucking
one,
shocked
too.
We out-shocked the piranha.
For sure.
You know, but everything else is pretty good.
For a huge fraction
of the
cost.
Maybe there was a couple of better lines in our movie than
this. Yes. Yeah, we definitely had more punchlines.
The catchphrases are better.
Way better.
Oh, yeah.
I may end up recording a second commentary by myself just to talk about anything I can think of that we missed. But
I think you totally should.
One.
Hey, you be my guest.
This should definitely, by the way, be still going.
I'm assuming that this is still going.
Yeah, this should definitely still be going to a black
people can
screen.
Just listen to this.
Just listen to
Why don't we just do this instead of watching it again? Let's just keep talking.
Let's just do this until the CD stops.
Yeah. I'm not scared of that thing stopping. I'm already on a fucking blackout as it is right now.
If you're playing the drinking game, drink now.
Or if you guys actually do just want to hang out and talk more, we could just have this going in the background and talk about whatever the fuck we want.
Ask us a question.
It could be
like a 30-minute radio talking to each other thing where this is just playing.
Mm. So that way we're going to play it again?
It just means...
and just hang out?
And just hang out.
Because if we're just going to hang out while it's playing, then why don't we just hang out?
Because we could hang out while it's playing.
I really want a cupcake.
Why not?
You can't have one?
Mm-mm.
These cupcakes are